Morning.
Good morning.
弟兄姐妹早安.
It is very good to be with you this morning.
高兴可以来到这边.
It's hard to believe that it's already been about a year since my wife Michelle and I were living here in Ithaca.
我想象在一年上一次来这边是一年之前, 当我和我的太太 Michelle 来到这边.
And we were very blessed to be a part of this congregation for the year that we were living here.
我们很蒙祝福当我们这一年在这边的时候。
So it's very good to be with you this morning.
很高兴今天早上可以回到这边来。
And our prayer is that God would bless our time together.
我们也求神可以保守我们在这边的这段时间。
Great ambition is the passion of a great character.
伟大的野心是支持着伟大的英雄的一个动力。
Those endowed with it may perform very good or very bad acts.
拥有这样野心的人可能会有很好或是很坏的行为。
All depends on the principles which direct them.
完全要看他们是被哪一套原则所驱使的。
That sounds pretty good, right?
这听起来很不错，是吗？
Well, those aren't my words, I have to be honest.
这句话不是我说的。
They were spoken by a famous figure of history who, for the moment, will remain nameless.
这是一位历史上很有名的人物说的，但现在我还不告诉大家他的名字。
I'll reveal his or her identity later.
我等一下才要告诉大家他的名字。
But those words concern ambition, which is what we want to talk about this morning.
但是他这里面所提到的野心，正是我们今天早上要谈的主题。
So the question that I want us to ask ourselves as we move through the passage that we just read is this. What is my ambition?
所以当我们读完刚刚的经文，我想问问各位， 来问问自己， 我们的野心是什么？
Now when we think about this question, we need to understand that this really goes deeper just than the goals that we have. At least it should.
当我们回答这个问题的时候， 我们应该要知道这个野心可能是比我们 所希望达成的目标还要更大一些，至少它应该是比我们目标还要伟大。
Ambition is defined as a strong desire to do or to achieve something, typically requiring determination and hard work.
所以野心的定义呢，就是当你强烈的渴望去做或是去达成一些事情，那通常这也需要一些决心和努力。
That's a key aspect of it, the determination and the hard work that we shouldn't forget.
所以在这当中的关键就是这个决心和努力，这是我们绝对不能忘记的。
There's also an aspect of depth to it as well, because it represents our deepest hopes, our deepest passions, and our deepest desires.
所以从另一个层面来看，它也代表着我们内心深处的一个盼望，还有热情和渴望。
And if you look up the word ambition in your concordance, most of the passages that you're directed to, there's the word selfish in front of ambition.
如果你在一个像是串珠版的圣经这样里面来查这个野心这个字 ambition， 通常你查到的经文都会是和自私有关的。
But we have a very good example of the opposite in this passage.
但是我们在这边有一个很好的反面的例子。
And actually, if we look at the whole chapter at Romans 15 as a whole, we see two examples.
不过当我们看整卷罗马书的第十五章，我们看到其实有两个例子。
We see two examples of unselfish ambition, not just in word, but also lived out.
我们看到这两个例子是一个无私的野心，它不只是在言语上，也在行为上。
The first is in Christ, and the second is in the Apostle Paul.
第一是在耶稣基督身上，第二是在使徒保罗身上。
Okay, first, for looking at the example of Christ, we're going to turn a little bit earlier in the chapter.
当我们看到耶稣基督的例子的话，我们要往前看一点。
If we go to Romans 15, verses 8 and 9, those are really the key verses in this passage about Christ.
当我们看到罗马书第八，15章第8节和第9节，这是这章中的关键这两节。
Christ has become a servant of the Jews on behalf of God's truth, so that the promises made to the patriarchs might be confirmed, and moreover, that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy.
基督是为神真理做了受割礼人的执事，要证实所应许列祖的话，并叫外邦人因他的怜悯荣耀神。
So here we have the incarnation of Jesus Christ as the great missionary.
So we can see Jesus Christ sacrificing himself to fulfill God's mission.
He is sent by the Father with a message that he preaches in both word and in deed.
And we
see three purposes for why he was sent. The first, that he would become a servant of the Jews. In Jesus' own words, in Matthew 20:28, he said, "The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many."
就像耶稣基督在马太福音20章28节自己说的，正如人子来，不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
And Paul uses the phrase, first for the Jews, then for the Gentiles, many times in his letters.
保罗在这当中，多次在他的书信当中提到，不只是位于犹太人，也是为了外邦人。
And this reflects how God had chosen the Jews and the Jewish people to be his light to the world.
这也反映了神如何他拣选了犹太人作为他的选民，要彰显他是世界的光。
This brings us to the second reason that Jesus came. As Paul says, to confirm the promises of God or to fulfill the promises.
保罗说到这边，他是为了要实现神的应许。
In other words, he came to show that God was who he said he was.
也就是说，神他要显明说他就是他说的，他如他所说的那一位。
Now, what were the promises? We can go back to Genesis and see what promises God made to the patriarchs.
在创世纪当中，我们可以看一下神他有哪些应许。
To Abraham, in Genesis, he said, "I will establish my covenant as an everlasting covenant between me and you and your offspring."
他对亚伯拉罕说，在创世纪第十七章第七节，我要与你并你世世代代的后裔建立我的约，做永远的约，是要做你。
And to Abraham's grandson Isaac, he said, "And in your offspring, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed." Or excuse me, to his son.
他对他的儿子以撒说，在创世纪26章第4节，我要加添你的后裔像天上的星那样多，又要将这些地都赐给你的后裔，并且地上万国必因你的后裔得福。
And that brings us to the third reason. Jesus came to bring Gentiles also into his kingdom.
这第三个理由，耶稣来的理由就是他要让外邦人也能成为他的子民。
And we can see that Paul finds this point to be very important, that of bringing Gentiles also into his people.
这边保罗看到，他觉得这是很重要的事情，让外邦人也可以成为神的子民。
He finds it important because he is writing his letter to a church that is made up mostly of Gentile believers. And he wants to show that this has always been God's ambition. So over the next three verses, we see him showing examples from the Old Testament how this has always been God's plan to bring Gentiles into his people.
所以在以下三节经文里面，我们看到保罗如何引用旧约来告诉他们，这也是神对外邦人的计划。
In verse 9, we read, "Therefore I will praise you among the Gentiles," and this is from Deuteronomy.
第一个他是说，你们在生命记当中，你们外邦人当与主的百姓一同欢呼。
The passage that we read in verse 10, "Rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people," from Psalm 117.
罗马书的第15章第10节也就呼应着诗篇的第117篇，他说，万国啊，你们都当赞美耶和华，万民啊，你们都当称颂他。
And verse 12 is a prophecy from Isaiah. "The root of Jesse will spring up, one who will arise to rule over the nations. In him the Gentiles will hope."
这边的第十二节，这是呼应的以赛亚书当中说的，到那日耶西的根必作万民的大旗，外邦人必寻求他，他安息之所带有荣耀。
So what we see here is the ambition of God as pursued passionately in the person of Christ.
在这边有看到神伟大的野心，正是积极的透过耶稣基督来实现。
We see his purpose in fulfilling his promises to the Jews and in extending those promises to all people.
我们看到他要实现他对犹太人的应许，也要实现他对外邦人的应许。
Not only that, but we see the lengths that he is willing to go in order to see this through.
我们看到他是多么愿意的要成就这件事情。
Because not only did Christ become a servant, but he gave his life on the cross.
因为他不但让耶稣基督在成为仆人的形象，也在十字架上舍命。
So as we go back to our definition of ambition, a strong desire to do or to achieve something, typically requiring determination and hard work.
所以当我们回到这个野心的定义，它是说这是有一个强烈的目标，而你愿意用你的决心和努力来实现。
We can see that God's ambition is for the nations, and the length that he was willing to go is exemplified in Christ.
所以我们看到神的野心使他的子民成为他的百姓，也他所愿意做的是让耶稣基督能够在十字架上舍命。
Christ shows us the ambition of God for his people and for the world.
耶稣基督展现了神他对对他的人民的野心。
And we his people need to share this ambition.
作为神的子民，我们也应该要有同样的野心。
Of course, as we do that, we need to recognize that our personal ability to accomplish this is nothing without Christ.
不过当我们做这件事情的时候，我们知道就我们个人的能力是不可能达成的。
Jesus, of course, can do what he ambitions to do, but we cannot.
耶稣可以做到他定义要成就的，但是我们却不行。
We are completely dependent on the finished work of Christ and on the ongoing work of the Holy Spirit within us.
我们是完全依靠耶稣基督那已经成就的工作，和圣灵他继续在我们心里的工作。
So as we consider how to practically adopt the ambition of God, it's useful to look at another example.
所以当我们想到我们在怎样在实际的行动上来跟随主，我们可以看另外一个例子。
It's useful to look at another example of someone who has the same limitations that we do.
我们看看可以看另外一个人，他和我们有同样的这个限制。
And so for that reason, let's look at Paul now.
我们看一看保罗的例子。
So the example of Paul is primarily in the passage that we just read.
保罗的例子就在我们刚刚读过的经文里面。
So let's turn there, Romans 15, verses 15 through 24.
罗马书第十五章的第十五节到二十四节。
The first thing to recognize is that Paul knows his place in the fulfillment of God's great ambition.
所以第一我们要看到的是保罗知道他在神的计划中他的角色。
If we were to ask Paul, what is your ambition, just as we are trying to ask ourselves this morning,
所以当我们问神说当我们问保罗说你的野心是什么，就像我们刚问大家的。
If we asked him, there would be no doubt. He wouldn't hesitate.
所以保罗他的回答可能完全没有任何的疑惑。
He says that God gave him grace that he might proclaim the gospel to the Gentiles.
他会说神赐给他恩典，让他可以在外邦人当中传讲福音。
That he might present them as an acceptable offering to God.
所以他可以使他们成为蒙神悦纳的祭。
The language that Paul uses makes it clear that the calling he has received is from God.
所以在这边保罗讲到他很清楚的知道他的呼召是来自于神的。
Not only that, but Paul has made it his life, his pride, his joy, his all-consuming passion.
而且不只是这样，保罗更以这个呼召作为他的生命，他的骄傲和喜乐，也是他所竭力追求的。
In verse 17, he says, I glory in Christ Jesus in my service to God.
第十七节他说，所以论到神的事，我在基督耶稣里有可夸的。
What he is most proud of in his life is being a useful servant to God.
保罗在他生命中最引以为傲的就是神呼召他来服侍外邦人。
And he considers himself a servant of God to the Gentiles as Christ was a servant to the Jews.
所以他把自己看作是一个对外邦人的仆人，相对于耶稣基督是对犹太人的仆人。
So naturally, that's what he talks about here.
所以这正是他在这边所说到的。
He talks about what Christ has accomplished.
他说到这是耶稣基督他如何成就这事。
And about how Christ has been able to fulfill his ambition through the Spirit-empowered service of Paul.
也看到神怎样使用这个被圣灵充满的使徒保罗来做他的工作。
He says in verse 18, I will not venture to speak of anything except what Christ has accomplished through me.
他说他借着我言语行为用神迹奇事的能力并圣灵的能力使外邦人顺服。
In leading the Gentiles to obey God by what I have said and done. And then, as we go on from there, Paul gives an incredible progress report on how his ministry is going.
接下来保罗也告诉我们他的一个宣教事工的进度报告。
He says, from Jerusalem all the way around to Illyricum, I have fully proclaimed the gospel of Christ.
他说，甚至我从耶路撒冷直转到以利里谷，到处传了基督的福音。
This seems like a very bold claim.
这是一个很大的一块地方。
Especially when you consider that Illyricum was a Roman province in modern-day Albania.
以利里谷是罗马城的一个省份。
So there was about 1,600 miles between Jerusalem and Albania.
所以在耶路撒冷和以利里谷，他们相隔大概有1600英里。
So this is a huge area.
所以在这么大的地方当中
，How could Paul say that he has fully proclaimed the gospel of Christ in such a large area?
保罗怎么能够说他已经完全传遍了神的福音在这个地方呢？
Now, what he's not saying is, he's not saying that he has planted a church in every single town between Jerusalem and Illyricum.
他并不是说在从耶路撒冷到以利里谷之间每个城镇都有一个教会。
What he is saying is that the work that he has done is sufficient to lay the foundation for the spread of the gospel.
而是他说他所做的工作足以立下一个基础，可以有助于这个地方福音的传播。
And this lines up with his own personal ambition.
也这正符合他自己的野心。
And that he states explicitly in verse 20, where he says, It has always been my ambition to preach the gospel where Christ was not known.
这在第二十节说，我立了志向，不在基督的名被称过的地方传福音，免得建造在别人的根基上。
This brings up a really good point for us to remember.
这也给我们一个很好的重点要记得。
Paul's ambition was both broad and specific.
保罗的野心是大的，而且是非常的特定的。
So his ambition was that the nations would turn to God.
所以他渴望让所有的外邦人都能够转向神。
But he also knew what his specific role in that was to be.
但是他也知道他的角色在这当中是什么。
And as a human with limitations, knowing that we can't do it all, he knew that he had just a single part to play.
那我们都是人，我们知道我们有我们的极限，但是保罗知道他在这当中所要扮演的。
So Paul embraced the overall ambition of God and took that for himself.
所以保罗他把神的野心放在他心里面，但是他知道怎样来使用出来。
But he also embraced an individual calling.
但是他也领受了神对他的特别的呼召。
To preach the gospel where Christ was not known.
那就是在耶稣基督名没有被提过的地方来传福音。
Now, Paul had long had a strong desire to visit the Roman Christians.
保罗一直希望可以拜访在罗马城的基督徒。
And he keeps referencing it all through this letter from the very beginning.
他 他在罗马书当中从一开始就不断的提到。
In verse 11 and 15 of chapter 1, he says, I long to see you. And he says things like, I am so eager to preach the gospel also to you.
在第一章的第十一节和十五节，他就说到，因为我切切的想见你们，将福音也传给你们在罗马的人。
Now, when I have a strong desire, I often try to fulfill that desire.
对，当我有一个强烈渴望的时候，我当然会想要去来实现这个渴望。
If it's a personal longing, I try to follow through and fulfill that.
如果是我个人的渴望呢，当然我就会试着去完成它。
So, why has Paul not been able to follow through on his personal longing and his personal desire to see the Christians in Rome?
但是为什么保罗不随从他自己的渴望就立刻去看在罗马城的基督徒呢？
Well, the short answer would be that the reason he has been unable to do so is his ambition.
比较简单的理由就是因为保罗不能去是因为他还有其他的野心。
If we look at verse 22, he says, This is why I have often been hindered from coming to you.
第二十二节就说的，我多次被拦阻，总不得到你们那里去。
And he's referring to his ambition to preach the gospel where Christ is not known.
他这边讲到的就是因为他有这样的野心，要在基督的名没有被提过的地方传福音。
But he goes on in verse 23, he says,But now that there is no more place for me to work in these regions, and since I have been longing for many years to visit you, I plan to do so when I go to Spain. I hope to see you while passing through and to have you assist me on my journey there after I have enjoyed your company for a while.
但是终于在二十一节他说，但如今在这里再没有可传的地方，而且这好几年我切心想往西班牙那里去。可以到你那里，盼望从你们那里经过，得见你们，先与你们彼此交往，心里稍微满足，然后蒙你们送行。
Now the thing to take away from this, I think, is that Paul was absolutely and completely controlled by his ambition.
那我们这边看到的重点就是，保罗是完全被他的野心所驱使的。
He is essentially saying that only if those things that I want to do.Assist my ambition, will I permit myself to do them?
他就像是说，我不做任何我自己想做的事，除非这件事情可以帮助我完成这个野心。
In other words, if I want to do something and I have a strong desire to do that, but it doesn't line up with my ambition, I will not permit myself to do it.
或者是说，如果我想做一些事情，但它对我的野心没有帮助的话，那我就不做它。
So to Paul, his ambition was supreme.
保罗他的野心是崇高的。
So again, the question that we're asking ourselves this morning, what is our ambition?
所以同样的，在今天早上，我们问大家自己问自己一个问题：我的野心是什么
？Do we have a holy ambition?
我们有这样一个神圣的野心吗
？Often I think we're very intimidated when we look at Paul.
当我们看到保罗的时候，有时候我们会觉得就是很害怕。
We look at his life and the things that Christ was able to do through him, and we say, I could never do that.
当我们看到耶稣基督在他身上做的事情，我们说，不，我不可能做到的。
But the important thing to note is that not everyone should have Paul's specific ambition.
但是重要的是，我们知道不是每个人都需要有像保罗这样子的野心。
Paul himself says in 1 Corinthians 3:8, the one who plants and the one who waters have one purpose.And they will each be rewarded according to their own labor.
就像保罗在哥林多前书第三章第八节说的，栽种的和浇灌的都是一样，但将来个人要照自己的功夫得自己的赏赐。
So Paul himself is saying that not everyone is meant to preach Christ where he is not known.
所以保罗是说，并不是每个人都要像他一样，在耶稣基督没有的名没有被称过的地方传福音。
Not everyone is meant to lay a foundation.
并不是每个人都需要去职堂建造教会。
Not everyone is meant just to plant.
并不是每个人都是要去栽种的。
If you lay a foundation, but there are no builders that come after you, the work will be unfinished.
如果你打好了根基，但是没有其他的工人来帮助你的话，那这工作仍然是未完成的。
Or if you plant a seed and yet nobody waters after you, there will not be a plant that grows.
就像如果你播了种，但是却没有人来为你浇水的话，那这个种子仍然是死的。
So that should comfort us to know that we don't need to compare ourselves to Paul in every way.
所以这有点安慰我们说，我们不需要像完全像保罗这样。
And even in this passage, in verse 20, we see that Paul brings the Roman church into his mission.
当我们看到第二十节，保罗他把罗马教会的弟兄带进他的事工当中。
Paul brings the Roman church into his mission in verse 20 when he says, in verse 24, he says, I hope to visit you while passing through and to have you assist me on my journey to Spain.
就像他在第二十四节说的，盼望从你们那里经过，得见你们，先与你们彼此交往，心里稍微满足，然后蒙你们送行。
So like those in the Roman church, your role, the role that you play in this ambition.
所以就像在罗马城的基督徒，他们在这当中扮演的角色是什么？
It may not be exactly the same as Paul's. In fact, it probably isn't.
所以他们在这当中的角色就不是像保罗这样。
Mine's not either.
Dustin 弟兄说他的也不是。
But the purpose should be, the greater ambition should be.
但是目的还是一样的，是为了完成神的大使命。
And our purpose should be the same as Paul's, just as Paul's was the same as Christ's.
因为我们的目的还是要像保罗这样，因为保罗的目标是和神一样的。
And we can go back to verse 9 in this chapter for that purpose.
我们可以回到第九节来看这个目的是什么。
That the Gentiles or that the nations might glorify God for His mercy.
第九节说叫外邦人因他的怜悯来荣耀神。
And this is an important point. Being adopted into God's family means that we adopt His ambition.
所以成为神的子民的同时，我们也要有像神那样的野心。
And Paul felt this very keenly.
保罗明确地感受到了。
He knew that the reason that he was adopted was that he also might be appointed to play his part in bringing the gospel to the nations.
他知道他之所以被拣选，是因为神特派他来向外邦人传福音。
Now Paul wanted to go to Spain because upon fulfilling his work in the region between Jerusalem and Illyricum,He knew that there were people in Spain and in other places that had not heard of Christ.
保罗先没有去西班牙，是因为他知道在耶路撒冷和以利里谷当中还有其他的人，他们还没有听过福音，所以他要先向他们传福音。
And because of that, he allowed himself finally to go to Rome because he saw how the Roman church now fit into his ambition.
在那之后，他才去了罗马，因为他知道在去了罗马，这也是达成他的目标的一部分。
Often I think that I fail to make the same sacrifices that Paul did.
有时候我会觉得我没有像保罗那样做出这么大的牺牲。
Sometimes I choose to do things that don't line up with the ambition of fulfilling of reaching the nations.
有时候我会觉得我做的事情和向人传福音是没有关系的。
Or I put that great ambition aside for lesser ambitions all the time, thinking that when I'm done with this, then I can pick up that great ambition again and continue.
所以有时候我把大使命放在一边，但我想说，当我做完我现在手中的工作，那再回来做这个大使命就可以了。
But the way that Paul lived, everything in his life was directed by that ambition.
但是保罗生命中他所做的每一件事情都是为了要达成这个使命。
So again, going back to our question this morning, what you could phrase it a different way when we say, what is your ambition? I guess we're asking, what do you desire above all else?
所以当我们问说你的野心是什么，或者我们应该问说 什么东西，你对什么东西的渴望是超越其他一切的？
Or what ignites your spirit to compel you to speak in the same way that Paul did in the beginning of this passage?
什么东西可以点燃你的灵魂，好像保罗他可以这样子提到，在就像这个经文当中保罗这样说到的。
Where he says that he glories in his service to Christ, where he says that Christ is his boast.
当他说到耶稣基督是唯一让他有可夸的。
What is the deepest goal of our lives?
什么是我们生命当中的最终的目标？
And what are we willing to sacrifice in order or give up in order to see that accomplished?
你愿不愿意去牺牲其他的事情来达成你的目标？
I think that when we answer those questions, we see what our ambition really is.
当我们来试着回答这个问题的时候，我们才知道我们真正的野心是在哪里。
So let's go back to the quote at the very beginning of the message.
那我们回到我们今天早上最早引用的那一句话。
Now the quote at the beginning was, "Great ambition is the passion of a great character." Those endowed with it may perform very good or very bad acts. All depends on the principles which direct them.
早上刚刚说到那句话是说，伟大的野心是支持这些伟大英雄人物的行动力。拥有这样的野心的人可能会有很好或是很坏的行为，完全要看他们是被哪一套原则所驱使的。
The person who said that was Napoleon Bonaparte.
所以说这句话的人是拿破仑。
And of course, Napoleon was very famous. I think most of the world would say that he was very ambitious.
拿破仑是很有名的人，我想世界上大部分的人都会说他是很有野心的。
He was emperor of France for 10 years.
他曾经是做了十年的法国的皇帝。
He conquered much of continental Europe.
他也征服了大部分的欧洲的土地。
He won many battles and was renowned for his military genius.
他打赢了很多的战役，而且大家都知道他很懂得军事谋略。
But honestly, if we really think about it, I think we'll see that Napoleon's ambition actually pales in comparison to Paul's.
但是当我们看到相比于保罗的野心，那这拿破仑的野心就没有那么吸引人了。
And that Napoleon's ambition pales in comparison to the ambition that we are called to adopt.
所以我们所被呼召要来成就的事情也比拿破仑这样子的野心更吸引人。
And through our adoption, not only have we been endowed with great ambition,
所以我们不只是要装备有这样子一个全备的野心，
we've also been endowed with God's Spirit, which directs it.
我们同时也具备着神所赐下的圣灵，可以帮助我们来达成这样的野心。
So God's Spirit directs our own ambition and He empowers us to fulfill that.
所以神的圣灵他是充满我们，让我们可以来帮助我们去达成这样的野心。
And our ambition, unlike Napoleon's, our ambition is global, it is eternal, and it is from God.
我们的野心不像拿破仑那样，我们的是属于全世界的，是永恒的，也是从神那里来的。
Now just about everybody knows who Napoleon is.
所以当大家都知道拿破仑是谁。
But what about Peter Cameron Scott?
那你们知道 Peter Cameron Scott 吗？
That name probably doesn't ring too many bells.
可能没有多少人知道他。
This young man was born in Scotland in 1867.
这个年轻人他在1867年出生在苏格兰。
And his family moved to Pennsylvania during his childhood.
在他年轻的时候，他的父母搬到了宾州。
When he was 22, he began attending classes at the Christian Alliance Training Institute in New York.
当他22岁的时候，他开始在纽约的基督徒同盟会机构来受训。
He wanted to be a missionary.
他想要成为一个宣教士。
But he was too impatient to finish the course as he felt the urgency of God's calling to missions.
但是他等不及完成他的学业，就想要出去宣教。
So he gathered 7 other people, including his brother John, together, and they sailed for the Congo.
所以他和另外七位伙伴，包括他的哥哥 John, 他们一起驾驶的帆船到刚果去。
They were not in Congo for too many months before his brother John became sick with malaria.
但他们在刚果没有很久，他们他的哥哥 John 就因为痢疾生病了。
Peter too became very, very ill.
Peter 他同样的也生了重病。
Within a matter of months, Peter's brother John had died, and Peter himself was forced to leave the field.
在不到一个月之内，他的哥哥 John 就过世了，他也就被迫要离开那个地方。
Near death with malaria, Peter left for England, where he was to recover.
他几乎要被痢疾所打倒了，但是他就回到了英国，在那边康复。
During this time, Peter was sick, he was depressed, and he didn't know how he could ever return to Africa.
在他生病的期间，他非常的沮丧，因为他不知道在什么时候他才能够回到非洲去。
He went for a walk one morning and found himself in a cemetery.
他有一天在外面散步，就走到一个墓园。
It was the cemetery where David Livingstone, a great missionary to Africa, had been buried.
那个墓园是这一位宣教士叫 David Livingstone 这个宣教士埋葬的地方。
And on David Livingstone's gravestone, he knelt down and he read these words.
在 David Livingstone 的墓碑上，他看到这样一句话。
Other sheep I have that are not of this fold, them also I must bring.
那属于我但不在羊圈里的羊，我也必须把他们带回来。
Reading those words renewed his ambition.
当看到这些话的时候，他又重新燃起了他的野心。
He returned to the United States where he founded a mission agency.
他回到了美国，他创办了非洲内陆的事工。
The mission agency that he founded is called Africa Inland Mission.
这个事工叫做非洲内陆事工。
He then gathered another team together and set out for Kenya.
接着他又重新召聚了一个团队，他们往肯亚去。
He was only in Kenya for 14 months before he contracted Blackwater fever.
他到非洲的14个月之后，他就不幸的感染上了黑水病。
And after 14 months of being in Kenya, he passed away at the age of 29.
所以在那14个月之后，他就过世了，那时候他才29岁。
But today, the mission agency that he founded serves in 22 African countries.
但是现在他所成立的这一个非洲的内陆事工在22个非洲国家都有服事。
And this mission agency has the vision of seeing churches planted among all African peoples.
他们的意向就是要在非洲植堂，在那边建造教会，让更多非洲的人都可以认识神。
So like Paul, Peter Cameron Scott shows us what true ambition is.
就像保罗一样，这个 Peter 他告诉我们真正的野心是什么。
We need to seriously and critically, I think, examine our own ambitions.
我们要很认真的来思考我们自己的野心是什么。
Christ came to serve, to show that God was who he said he was, and to extend the kingdom beyond the Jews to all nations.
耶稣来到这个世界上服侍人，为了要显明，他就像是神是他如他自己所说的那一位，并且他要从犹太人到外邦人都要做他的子民。
And he gave his life for that purpose.
他也为了这个目的献上他的生命。
Paul spent his life and lost his life for that same purpose.
保罗也花了他用尽他一生，最后奉上他的生命，为了这是同样的目的。
And Peter Cameron Scott, though he only died at the age of 29, spent his life and gave his life for that same purpose.
而 Peter 他也是为了同样的目的去世，即使他只有29岁。
So one last time, I want us to go back to the definition again of ambition.
所以再一次，我们回到这个野心这个的定义。
A strong desire to do or to achieve something, typically requiring determination and hard work.
这是一个去达成某件事情的强烈的渴望，通常是需要决心和努力来完成。
For these men, their own lives were given for that which God called them to.
对这些人来说，他们为了神所呼召的，献上了他们的生命。
And we get a good picture of the depth of God's ambition for us.
我们看到神对我们的呼召是何等的大。
That he was willing and determined enough to give his own son to bring us back to himself.
他甚至愿意赐下他的独生爱子来为我们舍命。
So what are our ambitions?
那我们的野心是什么？
Are they worth giving our lives for?
那值得我们来献上生命吗？
I hope they are, and if they are aligned with God's ambition, then they will be.
希望他们是的，如果他们和神的野心是一致的，那他就值得了。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you so much for your love for us.
天父，我们为我们对我们的慈爱感谢你。
We thank you that when Adam and Eve sinned against you,
天父，我们感谢你，因为当亚当和夏娃他们犯罪的时候，
you didn't just give up.
你并没有放弃他们。
But even then, Lord, you resolved to bring us back to yourself.
天父，你仍然把我们重新带回你的身边。
You knew how much it would cost you.
你知道这要付上多大的代价。
But you were willing to pay the price in order to bring us back.
那你仍然愿意来付上这个代价，好让我们可以回到你身边。
And we thank you so much for the love that you demonstrated in Christ.
天父，我们感谢你透过耶稣基督所向我们展现的爱。
We thank you that in your mercy you have adopted us into your family.
天父，因为你的怜悯，让我们可以重新回到你的面前。
We thank you that not only you have adopted us into your family, but you have called us to be a part of your ambition.
天父，让我们不只是被呼召成为你的子民，我们也重新有了和你同样的野心。
We get to join you in bringing the nations back to you.
我们可以加入你的目标，可以让所有的子民，可以让世界的人都能够重新成为你的子民。
That is such a privilege, Lord.
因为这是多么大的权利。
So we thank you for bringing us into your family and using us to bring others into your family.
天父，感谢你让我们可以成为你的子民，也使用我们，让我们可以让更多人来回转归向你。
Help us as adopted sons and daughters to adopt your ambition.
帮助我们，让我们成为你的儿女的人，也可以来完成你对这世界的野心。
We pray that you would make reaching the nations something that is very close to our heart as it is close to your heart.
天父，帮助我们让普世宣教能够贴近我们的心，就像它在你心上是多么重要的事情。
And as we live our lives, Lord, I pray that you would show us how we can practically live that out.
天父，也帮助我们，让我们如何在实际的行为上能够活出这样的教导。
Show us the role that you want us to play.
帮助我们，让我们知道你要我们在这当中所扮演的角色。
Just as Paul was called to preach where you were not known.
就像保罗说，他要在基督的名没有被称过的地方传福音。
Show us if you want us to do the same.
如果你要我们做同样的事情，请显明你的旨意。
Or if you want us to be the builders that come along behind the one who lays the foundation.
或是你要让我们做这个建造的工人，来建造你的教会。
Or to help in sending missionaries.
或是你要我们来资助这个宣教施工。
But I pray that we would be a good witness wherever we are.
天父，我们祷告，让我们可以做你的好的见证，不管我们在哪里。
And that just as with Christ and with Paul, that our very lives would point to you.
就像耶稣基督，就像保罗一样，我们的生命都能够指向你。
Help us, Lord, to take your ambition seriously.
天父，帮助我们，让我们可以认真的来看待你这个野心。
And that it too would direct and control our lives as it controlled Paul's.
所以这样子的野心可以来掌控我们的生命，就像他是这样子的掌控了保罗的生命。
We pray these things in Jesus' name.
你这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.